years of the 20th century that human affairs were being watched keenly and closely by intelligences.
Very, very first little show of Dr. Happy Pants. This is very exciting. And I'm really taking a big leap of faith here, assuming that I'm even on the air, because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So, welcome for the ride. Okay, now, my fabulous first guest ever on my very first show ever is Tanya Catan, whose microphone is off. Whose microphone is on, but I have not put up the fader. Okay, so this is just going to be a little trip through techie land with Jen, and I will try to not make it all about that. So say something.
Check.
I don't hear you. Do you guys hear her? TK in the house. Do you hear her now? Do you hear the feedback?
Hello.
Oh, brother. Okay, well, let's see if the nice man in the other room wants to come in and tell us how to do this. Is that connected to the board? Is there anything more irritating than listening to somebody figure out how to use stuff? It's like a home video. Is this on? Can you hear me? Alrighty, you know what? Try this other microphone.
Hello, hello.
Oh, there
hello,
we go.
Hello.
Okay, there we go.
Hello.
Try that.
It's on there.
Yeah, it's on. Okay, go ahead, Tanya. I think we're on.
I got my degree in theater. I know where the on switch is.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Okay, well, they had the wrong fader hooked up to the wrong thing. Whatever, wasn't my fault. Okay, so we see now that we have zero live listeners. So
excellent.
This is complete, excepting the guy in the other room.
Excellent.
So that's good.
Yeah.
And so Tanya.
Are you sure it's feeding? Oh, it is.
Is it? How do we know?
Vagina. Yeah, good.
Okay, so this is Dr. Happy Pants, a show mostly about sex and relationships and rock and roll, but also just about feeling good, being happy in your pants, you know? So, how do you know we have eight listeners?
Because I'm checking out here.
Well, how come it's not working on here?
We're fresh.
Oh, we're not fresh. We've got to keep it fresh. How do
buddy!
All right. Wait. How did you do that? F4?
F5.
F5? Why don't they just have refresh, man? Okay, F5.
Or go up to view and...
Just give me one way. Just give me one way.
F5.
F5. Refresh.
And then at 64K, we have 8. You have
0. All righty. Bennett is the man. Bennett is psyched to be on the scene for the big sex show. Okay. Okay, you eight motherfuckers.
Woo! Motherfuckers!
Yes, out! That's right! We got a show for you! All right, we're going to try and play some music, but that may not happen because I think we're probably going to have a lot to talk about, me and Tanya.
Sure, but hang on to your happy pants or your friend's happy pants and get happy with your pants.
That's right, baby. All right, I have a lot of questions for you, Tanya. Tanya's a fascinating, fascinating woman and a writer, a performer, a runner, a marathon runner, a topless runner, topless dancer. What else? She juggles.
I juggle.
She makes a...
I can pick up dollar bills with my...
You can say
Hunana.
It. You can say
my
it.
My halalala, my chitty chitty bang bang, my... I just got one now.
Give me that dollar. That's mine. I don't know where that's been. All right. So, where did I put that? Okay. I wanted to sort of take a little trip down memory lane with Tanya Catan, who... How long have I known you, Tanya?
Well, I've known of you, I feel like, for several years. But yeah. In person?
Yeah, face to face.
I think we've known each other about
Love
3 years, maybe.
Has it been that already?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Really?
I think so.
Can we hold hands?
Yeah, totally.
All right, so the very first time I met Tanya was through my fabulous friend, E.J. Bernacki. Give him a shout out. E.J., one of those eight? You one of those eight out there, baby?
E.J.
is one of our big eight listeners. So the very first time I met Tanya, she gave me her card, and it has a big question mark in the gay flag of the rainbow colors. And it says, can't decide if you're a lesbian? Tanya can help. Tanya Catan, professional lesbian. Tanya has been seducing women for over 12 years. Mm-hmm. So I get this card, and... you know, little did I know, a year later, I wouldn't be able to decide whether I was a lesbian or not. Like, so, you know, thank God, like, I'm freaking out. I'm in this relationship with a woman. I don't know. And I realized there was help. Like, I had a card with a phone number on it for Tanya to help me figure out if I was a lesbian or not.
But
so.
Jen did a fine job all by herself, you know?
Well, I had help, honey.
You guys are all right.
Thank you. So that was really good. That was Bennett again. Thank you. That's great if Bennett's sort of like our little cuckoo clock, like he just keeps popping
Seriously.
Out of the clock every 5 minutes. All right. Anyway, so she gave me this card. It was love at first sight. And did that card help you out? Did you really?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think that the card came into play after I committed to a monogamous long-term relationship.
Damn.
So yeah, I didn't get much play. I had play prior to the card being in existence. And now it's just funny. It's just memorabilia, lesbian prowess memorabilia.
And I have one.
What's up?
Yeah, I'm framing it. Oh, shit. Really? But do you think you would have gotten a lot of takers?
I think so. Yeah.
Getting somebody to laugh is like the easiest way to get in their pants, don't you think?
That's the only
laughter
resource I really have. Like, I fancy myself a little bit cute, but like not completely
You're
cute.
You're a lot cute. I got
Thanks,
news for
Jen.
You.
You know, that's the beauty of radio. I'm a lot cute. But in real life, like if you ran into me, like, you know, with the pool that's out there, I'm probably like a 5 cute on a 10 continuum. But wait. Humor.
Beg to differ.
Humor like a 9, 9.5, 10.
You know what? I think this is just going to, okay, I'm going to put up on my website several pictures of Tanya from all angles, and we will rate your cuteness, because fuck that.
Excellent. I have high self-esteem.
FTS, fuck that shit.
Whoa.
This show is all about breaking it down, making it quick. FTS, yo. Okay? That gets a big fat FTS.
Bennett's leaving.
Man.
He put his pants on and he's out of here.
Yeah.
Happy pants, Bennett.
Thank you so much, Bennett. He taught me how to use the phone today, folks, so you can call him. We're not giving out that number yet because we don't want to get flooded with 8 calls. But
we have an F5. We might be
up
to 9.5.
Man, we We don't need your refresh button. All right. Now, I have to lock that door because I think we're kind of in the ghetto here at the station.
Okay, so I'm just going to hum.
Yeah, to hum a little tune.
Hanna. 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 Lucka, 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 lucka,
We're safe. We're safe from all the weirdos, two little safe bunnies in our rabbit hole. Okay, so now on to my very important, hard-hitting questions. Let me see. Okay, that was a boring question. Okay, so Tanya, you used to be a big old hoe bag because I've heard the stories from far and wide. It's true, right? You can say it on the
show. How do you mean hoe bag? Has my bag been hoed?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
many,
okay.
Yeah.
Just own it.
I'm
honey.
Just saying.
You're good.
I'm
when
just
you're
saying.
Good at it, you know, when you work that hard at something, you okay. should claim it, you know?
I'm a hoe bag.
And so how did you make the switch to be monogamous? Have putting on the brakes like that had to be tough. And I've met her lovely bride-to-be, and it's no question to me why she did it, but how she did it?
Well, I guess I hung up my hoe bag status when I met Angela. Because Angela is like the hottest chickadoodle-doo
yeah.
in the free
Hello.
World. Like even in non-free world, she's hot. She's
yeah.
just hot.
No.
So like she's
universally
hot. She's
hot.
Smart. Uh-huh. She's an artist. She's conceptual thinker. I mean, seriously, that's the only reason I hung up my hoe status.
And so does her conceptual thinking match like a drunken three-way at the Normandy room? Like, does she say something conceptual and then you're distracted from those fantasies?
Yeah, funny you should say that, you know, for public consumption. Oh shit. Yeah, Angela, you know what? We have three ways minus one all the time.
That's hot.
We've got two-way three ways going on. Like yeah. So we could talk about it and someday we might even like seduce a
honey, I've
someone.
Been in the room when you guys are talking about it. As your sexual coach, it ain't happening.
We're totally down with the
I highly recommend
the three-way
not
minus
doing
one.
Stick with the three-way minus one so that you can be happily married forever.
Oh, thanks, Jen.
Unless things, you know, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, no, but you know, you never know.
I can't be
every
that way.
Once in a while, we're walking down the street, and we both are like, oh, yeah, she's cute.
Yeah.
And I think she thinks we're cute, too.
Right, of course.
So, yeah, it might
it
happen,
happen
someday.
All right.
But until then, you know, monogamous two-way.
All right. I'm into it. I'm into it. And also, you guys said that maybe you were going to act out. By the way, I have a new book out, which all eight of you know. called The Straight Girl's Guide to Sleeping with Chicks, and Tanya and Angela were going to act out, you know, as professional. We've got two more listeners, yo. We just want to pretend. I know, it's so exciting.
Thank you, Ten.
Thank you, Ten.
Thank you.
We're into double digits. So Tanya and Angela were going to act out all the poses yeah. and suggestions that I had in my book and give it the lesbian thumbs up or thumbs down. And have you got how far
we've
chapter start, you guys
okay,
on?
Okay, so I'm kind of lame.
Let's talk chapters, Tanya.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So Straight Girl's Guide to Sleeping with Chicks is probably the most comprehensive guide to sticking your something in somebody's something else. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we've gotten just to the masturbation board. Which would be the beginning two chapters. But we've successfully touched ourselves. And then we move past it. We've touched each other.
All right.
I mean, you know, we've done that on our own.
Yeah.
But then we've done it with
before the
guidance.
Before the book came out?
Yeah.
How did you know what to do?
We've just been licking and sticking.
How did you know?
And humping and bumping and grinding prior to the book coming out. But now we feel like we're doing it better.
Because of the book.
Because of the book.
You're such a bullshitter.
I'm licking the meanest pussy I've ever licked, for real.
Really?
Seriously.
Was there a specific tip in the book that helped you through?
Actually, quite frankly.
Helped you see Jesus Christ, our Lord?
I hate to be like sentimental.
Uh-huh.
But the book.
Sentimental pussy licker.
But I'm a sentimental pussy licker. And let me sing you a song. It goes a little something like this. Sentimental pussy licker. Oh my God, this is so hot. So yeah, the book actually, Jen Sincero, your loving commentator today and tomorrow, wrote a really like comprehensive book on like understanding your body and being friendly with your body and being caring of your body. So that's the sentimental part of the book that we've really enjoyed
cute.
Thus far. Is to be kind to your little hunene.
So instead of getting like all turned on, you want to like pet me like a bunny while you're
reading it. I want to snuggle. I just want to snuggle like little bunnies. Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, so there's a big snuggle component to the book.
You know what? You're the first one. Maybe I'll put that on, you know, the next printing, a big snuggle component to the book.
Totally.
Tanya Catan.
Yeah, after you lick a pussy, what's better than to spoon?
What's up, yes, little spoons? Spa. Little spoons.
Little spooning. Okay, well, I'll take that. But I would like, at some point, the blog entries. In fact, you know what? I encourage all 10 of you out there, if anybody wants to go through the book page by page, if you're two women, sorry, fellas. Unless there's a three-way option, yeah, then yeah, you're totally welcome to chime in. But, yeah, and maybe do a little blog and, you know, compare and contrast what you do with my book, comments, criticisms, you know, we laughed, cried, whatever. So I'll be getting that up soon. And also, I am going to archive this show, assuming I hit the record button. And if anybody out, you know what, I'm not going to bore you with technical difficulties, but I don't know how to get the recording off of this.
So if somebody computer could come down to the station.
Yeah, because Bennett left.
And you know what? If you decide to come down, bring a Fresca.
Yeah. Oh, I have some warm water. You want some?
Oh yeah.
I was going to bring some peanuts, too. I know. I got to get together. It's my first show, guys. I'm so happy Tanya's here. Aww. Busy, busy, busy lady. Aww. Coming down to the ghetto to
you
be on my show.
Anything for the gents.
All right. So here's another very hard-hitting, fascinating question. Do you miss anything about the wild single crazy days?
God, the only thing I miss about the wild single crazy days is, you know, all the babes checking me out. Because when you have that energy, when you're in like single, I want to get laid mode, you're putting out the energy.
Right.
And people are responding to it or not, but mostly, yeah.
So how did you, Tanya Catan, put out this energy?
Funny you should ask, Jensen Shero. Well, first of all, I put on my shark fin and located conveniently on top of my head when I wanted to get my shark on, you know. Approach the young ladies or the older ladies, as the case may be. I just got in a shark mode, which meant that I was focused. I was just focused on whatever sort of prey, for lack of a better word, that was attractive and in front of me.
All right.
So I got into like the shark persona.
And you would just focus on some, like a shark, you would keep moving.
That's right.
So they didn't get bored.
I circled, I moved, I said like, look over there. And then I was over there.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mixed
confusion.
It up. Confusion really helps to, you know, obtain a date.
Uh-huh.
Or at least a makeup session.
Help.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chum, like dead fish, whatever.
Chum,
this
it was,
is bad.
My chum was, yeah, was a little bit of nice cologne. I don't know. So, yeah.
So you recommend just focusing on your target is sort of the best way.
And being really, really on task. So, for example, many of times when I focused on my prey.
This is for you two boys, so listen
yeah,
up.
Yeah, listen up. Because
she's a pro, I'm telling you.
Base,
honey,
okay?
We're talking to a spurt.
Yeah, not only
an
have
ex-
I...
Bert.
Yeah, I've slept with a lot of women, but a lot of attractive women.
Yeah,
guys.
Baby, you
know
should
what I'm
see
saying?
What she's got now,
that's
honey.
What I'm saying.
I gotta say, A+10, number one, Angela Ellsworth. Yo!
So what I'm saying is, as Jen and I are getting to the point, get to the point. Once you've found the woman you want to get with, a line that I like that's been really successful for me, probably within the first 15 minutes.
Okay, let them get a pen.
When I've sussed out that they want me and I want them, I say, quote, hey, do you want to make out? And no one said no.
Yeah. I love it.
I've used the line, I can't even tell you how many times, and seriously, shortly
it's
thereafter.
Straight, you know what? Instead of some dopey line, at least like, because you know that's what your people are trying to say to you anyway when
totally
they come up to talk to you. At least you're like honest, and you're funny as shit, and you're hot. So that's
aww,
not so hard.
Jen.
Oh, Tanya.
Yeah.
Okay. we're snuggling right now, by the way.
Oh no! In the neck, in the neck,
oh,
little
you fit
snuggler.
Me so perfectly. Okay, let's refresh. Do you feel fresh? Let's
totally
freshen up. Still with 10. That's okay. We love our 10. We're not going to get greedy with our 10 listeners. But you know, if you could call a friend, man, we'd love 11. Okay. So, which are hotter, San Francisco Dykes or L.A. Dykes?
Oh, God. Ooh.
Hard-hitting questions.
Tuffy, actually, shit, why do you got to ask me?
I know.
Babes everywhere are babes.
That's a good answer.
Hotter.
Differences? Compare, contrast.
San Francisco lesbiconas, love them. Probably more like of a funky aesthetic, like more sort of arty, cool. But I like women who bathe. And I'm all about deodorant and shaving excessive bodily hair. Sorry. Sorry, my hummus-eating sisters. But, you know, unless you get the clippers out, mama ain't going to kiss you. Anyway, yeah, so LA lesbians seem to be sort of a cleaner aesthetic, a little more bathed, a little more coiffed, mm-hmm, and I like that. But, you know, but the San Francisco lesbians who bathe, mm-hmm, love them just as much.
Right.
I like the girly girls, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She basically will fuck anything, this one, I think is what she's saying.
Make love, Jen. That's right. Make love. And that was pre and post, but not during my monogamous relationship.
Hey, I wonder if there is any kind of language code on this. This is my first. This might be my first and my last show because I really don't know. I really, you know what? I just assume since we're all internet.
Yeah.
Oh, well. We'll just have to make it really fun. Then
if I
don't get to come back, it was worth it. Aww. Okay. All right. So I'm back to my questions again.
Sure.
Okay, now I'm going to take it down a little bit more of a serious road, maybe.
Oh, dude, can I breathe?
Yeah, breathe. Okay, I'm going to join you. Okay. So now, you guys are engaged. You and Angela.
Yeah.
The beautiful, beautiful Angela Ellsworth, beauty queen. And you're getting tying the knot in Phoenix, right? Out in AZ.
Yeah, I think we might. That's
right.
That's maybe
thinking about it.
Yeah.
So now, as far as like legal same sex marriage, whatever that even fucking means.
Yeah.
But like, is this gonna mean anything in the straight world? Will you get like? I mean, aside from like registering and getting a shitload of gifts, which personally I think is the only reason to get married. But are you getting any like tax breaks, health insurance?
No. Especially not, you know, we split our time between Phoenix and LA.
Right.
And California is really, really cool and down with domestic partners and all that jazz.
Wedding here? Would it count more if you had it here?
No, and legally we can't be married in either place. So I think that it's less expensive to do it in Phoenix, quite frankly.
Oh.
And we have some spaces there that we're really into that we think, you know, are sort of ideal spaces to get married in. So no, we just want to do it. It's more of like a public and private announcement and acknowledgement of our love.
It's just a party.
Yeah, it's just a party. It's just a part. It's just a reason to celebrate our love in front of the people that we adore.
It doesn't
matter where we do it. You know, I mean, we don't want to schlep our asses out to Massachusetts. All of our friends are on the West Coast for the most part, and the East Coasters will fly their asses in.
That's right. All right. It's still irritating.
So,
though.
You know, no major benefits, but yes, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll register Tiffany's.
Do it. Do it. God.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't get you anything at Tiffany's, but you should do it. You might have some friends.
Cough
it up. So my brother says, go to the hip. Do you know what that means? When you go to the hip for something? Yeah, I really went to the hip for that. It means you go grab your wallet by your hip, like if something's expensive.
Okay,
yeah, we are also going to have the redneck vocabulary test. There's all sorts of things on this show.
God, I love it.
Go into the
hip.
I love
it. I'm so glad that I wore my catheter today because I have to urinate, and I'm just going to pee in my pants. Hang on. I just did.
Do you really have to pee? Because there is...
No, I'm hanging tight. I'm going to wait for the musical interlude.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That'll be like a little pee
totally.
Break. Okay, I think I have queued something up, but we're not sure because we don't know how
to
use the studio yet. All right, well, you know, what the hell?
What?
When you got to pee, when you got
to
pee.
Let's put some music on.
Did
you bring any Liz Phair?
I don't think I did.
I'm just asking.
I brought lots of weird stuff. And you know what I got to say? Here, I'm going to out myself right now in the first hour of my show.
I'm
turning 40 in a month.
40 in the
and
house.
And the nice thing about turning 40 is you can play things like I'm going to play some Greg Brown. Not cool. Not considered cool.
You know
cool
what? I don't even
all,
know who Greg Brown is.
Because he's so not cool. And I'm just going to play the shit I like. And I don't care if I'm street yo, if I'm dope. I'm fucking 40, so you can all
you know
bite
what?
Me.
Yeah, but you, the 10 listeners out there,
yeah.
if you all look like Jen does at 40, hottie patati.
Thank
you. 12 listeners in the house! I just got a boner. Do you guys? I want you to touch my boner. Not so hard.
I knew we were up to 12. I should really alert the audience that we've refreshed. I'm so glad that's what it's called. It's so appropriate for my show.
Because it is.
And we're so fresh.
Refreshing.
So we refreshed and now we have 12 listeners. Nobody cares about us, but that's okay. All right, so Tanya's going to go pee. I'm going to play a CD. Wait, don't leave till I put the CD on.
Okay. I'm here for you. I'm here for you.
Do it.
I think
maybe we have to fade out. Okay.
So
here comes
hot.
The CD.
Snuggle
number 3
bunny.
CD's gonna rock your ass.
Why does having a microphone with this huge clown's nose on it make you want to lounge sing? Because it does.
Tanya wore my clown nose in the back of my car. It was freezing out,
Thank
and she
God.
Was in the back seat, and we had the top down, and the only thing to keep her warm was the clown nose.
Yeah, at one point I said to Jen, quote, God, I'm freezing. She turned around and presented me with the clown nose. So for the duration of my trip, my nose was really
warm. Didn't it keep
warm.
You warmer, though? You know, when your nose is cold, you can't have any fun.
No.
But put a fucking clown nose on it. Okay, here we go. Put a clown nose on it.
Put a pipe down.
Put a goddamn clown nose on it. Okay, here we go. Wait. Don't get cocky. Okay, what is this scary? Okay, it might just come in blasting because I'm not. I don't have many hands. You have to have a lot of hands. Oh, here we go.
Na, 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 na. Ooh, na. And so you see, we have been so together. I thought that we would never return from forever. I have been in and out of you, and everywhere you want me to. Yes, you know it's true. And why
I was inside,
I might have been
undignified,
and that is maybe
why you cry.
I don't know, maybe so. But what's the difference now? Little girl, there ain't no time to wash your stinky hand. Go ahead and roll over. I'm going in you again, in you again, in you again, in you again. I'm going in.
And bodies built to swing. That's when I seen her. Her name was Tina. Grace and poise, kinda like a ballerina. I said, how you doing? My name's Big L. Don't ask me how I'm living, cause yo, I'm living swell. But then again, I'm living kinda foul, cause my girl don't know that I'm out on the prowl. To make a long story short, I got the digits. Called her on my car phone and paid her a visit. I was spanking her and thanking her, chewing her and doing her, laughing cause my girl didn't know that I was no oopsa. Laying like a king, my sheets are satin. That's what time it is, you know what's happening. She had a big old booty, I was doing my duty. I mean, yo, I admit that my girl's a cutie. But Tina was exotic, Earl's my witness. With the kind of legs that put stockings out of business. When I went home, I kissed my girl on the cheek. But in the back of my mind, it was a big butt freak. I sat my girl down, I couldn't hold it in, and said to her, with a devilish grin, Tina got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Tina got a big old butt. So I'm leaving you. Tina got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Tina got a big old butt. So I'm leaving you. I went to the high school about 3 o'clock to try to catch a cutie, ride my jock, my homeboy's Jeep, the system blasting, cold 40 dogs, smiling and laughing, girls all over, the kind I adore. I felt like a kid in a candy store. That's when I seen her, her name was Brenda. She had the kind of booty that I'd always remember. I said to my man, stop the Jeep, she's only 17, but yo, don't sleep. I kicked the bass like an NFL punter and scoped the booty like a big game hunter. I said to the girl, yo, you look tired, let's go get some rest, relax by the fire. I put the big booty on the basket rug. She gave me a kiss, I gave her a hug. I said to the girl, them young boys ain't nothing. You wanna get freaky, let me kiss your belly button. I circled it and teased it and made a squeal. Grabbed a pack of bullets and pulled out the steel. When I was through, I wiped the sweat from my eyes. Went to the kitchen and got some sweet potato pies. Tina busted in my house while I was eating. You know what I said? Too bad you caught me cheating, but Brenda got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Brenda got a big old butt. So I'm leaving you. Brenda got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true. Brenda got a big old butt. So I'm leaving you. I went to Red Lobster for shrimp and steak around the time when the waitresses are on their lunch break. I pulled in the parking lot, parked my car. Somebody shouted out, I don't care who you are. I paid it no attention, I walked aside. Brian had a 9 and he was chilling in the ride. I walked in the place, everybody was looking. And shrimp and steak wasn't the only thing cooking. I sat down to eat, ordered my food. I said to the waitress, I don't mean to be rude, but I'll take you on a platter. She said, you got a girl. I said, it don't matter. You look like you're tastier than piping hot pizza. What's your name? She said, my tag says Lisa. I said, okay, you're smart and all that, but when you get off work, yo, I'll be back. She looked at me and said, make yourself clear. L, where we going? I said, right here. She looked kinda puzzled. I said, you'll see. I pulled up at 10 on the DOT. When she walked out the door, I threw my tongue down her throat. Pushed her back aside and pulled off a coat. Laid her on the table and placed my order and gave her a tip much bigger than a quarter. On and on till the break of dawn. All over the restaurant, word is born. I heard somebody coughing. I checked my watch. I couldn't believe it said 9 o'clock. I grabbed my pants, put on my Kango. Who did I see? Oh, yo, it was Brenda. Yo, she worked at Red Lobster, but I didn't remember. Lisa got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true. But Lisa got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. See ya. Lisa got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true. But Lisa got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. See ya.
Okay, we're back. And that was LL Cool J. Ladies love Cool J.
Yes, they do.
On and on to the break of dawn.
Because of his Kangol.
Yeah, it's back in his Kangol. And then before that was Frank Zappa with a lovely little love song called I Have Been in You.
Oh, and did you?
I'm really sad that you're in the bathroom for that.
Me too, because I love Frank Zappa. Do you know the song Catholic Girls?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, Mr. Catholic Frank being all dirty. I think Frank was kind of like the first rap star. Nobody ever really gave him credit for that.
Totally.
But,
it's because the Jews always get overlooked. I'm sick of my people getting overlooked.
Tanya is speaking for her people right here on killradio.org.
Tanya, we're tired of being persecuted.
That's right. This Jew right here does not want to be persecuted.
We're sick of living near bodies of water just in case we need to escape in the middle of the night.
You know?
We just want some calm.
I agree.
Just a sanctuary.
Just a little.
Just a little Frank Zappa. I know. Okay.
I want you to know that Tanya refreshed twice while she was sitting here listening to Big Ol', but I just refreshed. Okay, we're still at 15.
Refreshing to me feels like, seriously, like, you know when guys keep touching their penis just to make sure it's there? That's how I feel like about refreshing. I keep touching it just to make sure listeners
it's
are there.
It's true. Like, we just keep hitting the F5. He never should have told us about F5. We're so into that button. But we think we got 15 listeners. This is huge, huge, huge. I'm just making sure the microphones are actually on so that our fascinating banter does not go.
I think they are.
I think it's okay. I think we're okay. I think I'm being unnecessarily paranoid. All right. So while you were in the bathroom, what did I do? Nothing. And
you're so not productive when I'm gone. I just feel like I need to monitor you.
I know. I'm so dumb, but I'm really pretty. Okay, we're going to have some more questions, and then I'm going to work the phones, yo.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can actually email into the show, too, but that's a little too much for Jenny's first show. Might wet my pants with fear and distraction.
Yeah, call. And a call's more intimate, more
call
connected.
Is more intimate. And we will hang up on you if we don't like what you're saying.
Yeah,
so I'm just telling you that now.
Yeah.
So talk to us as gentlemen, okay? All you boys out there who might not, who might do otherwise, because I'll tell you, I have gotten some nasty-ass guys, especially... Well, I won't, you know, I'm not even going to say it.
But just let's say that nasty boys, it's so trite. Like, duh. You know what I'm saying? Like, be original.
Be original.
Be creative.
Yeah, please.
Don't be nasty.
Actually, that's even more irritating.
But nasty girls, bring it on.
Yeah. All right. All right. So, okay. Well, before we take some calls, actually. Well, by the way, this is Dr. Happy Pants. I'm Jen Sincero. And this is my new show on Kill Radio. Every single Tuesday from 11:30 to 1, and eventually on my website, archived on my website when I figure out how the fuck to get it off this computer onto my hard drive.
Well, Jen, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Does Dr. Happy Pants, the show, have a jingle?
You know, it's funny you should ask that, because I was going to, if you were going to come late, I was going to try out a bunch of different, like, you know, hey, good morning, this is Dr. Happy, you know, with a song behind me, and test them all out.
But
that's actually what I was doing in my apartment this morning before I came in.
Because maybe, you know, and there's no obligation for you to use it, but maybe some callers could have, like, a 2-second jingle that they come up with.
Maybe we'll have another contest.
I know,
okay,
I'm just
aside
saying,
from the
saying.
How hot is Tani Katan contest.
No, I love that
we're
one.
We're going to have, along with
yeah,
the jingle contest.
Yeah, what the hell? This is Dr. Happy Pants Contest Central. And so all stuff can be found on my website, www.jensincero.com, J-E-N, and then Sincero is spelled like the word sincere, with an O instead of an E. Because, you know when certain things are truths, the good Lord sees that you're named after them, you know? And so me and all of my family, of my family, very sincere, lovely people. So, jensincero.com. And someday this will be archived because we hit record this morning and we're all proud of ourselves. Shit. Okay, but enough about me. Yep, she refreshed.
Oh,
yo,
we've recruited another
lover. We got 16 lovers out there.
Yeah, unless they're all, you know, actually, the pessimist in me says that they're, like, there's a party of 16 people in one person's apartment.
Now, Tanya Catan, that is not sexy. That is not sexy talk here on the sexy show.
I retract my, that was not a happy pants statement.
That wasn't a happy, okay, take it back.
That was a nasty codpiece statement. I take it back. I'm back. Happy pants is
back. She's the happiest pants in the world. And actually, I want to say, like, 16 listeners could very well be the most, because one time I did a radio show in Port Orford, Oregon.
And where would that be?
You know Port Orford? Actually, it's Poo, P-O-O. And we did a little New Year's Eve radio show, me and my friend Linda Tarr and Fonzie. It was so fun. And then in the middle of the show, we said on the air, you know, if anybody's listening, stand outside and scream. Because this town had like maybe 15 people in it. And we got three screams.
No way.
Yeah, so three people were within screaming distance of our 10-mile radius.
Excellent.
Of our little private radio station. Aww. It was really good. And you know what? I would tell you what that was, but I don't remember. Oh, you have to live in Port Orford to get it, so never mind. Okay, anyway. Okay, I want to talk about your book because I know it's about cancer, and this is a show about sex, but you, miraculously, are the only person who could sort of tie sex and cancer together by calling it My One Night Stand with Cancer. So what does that mean? Like, you're using cancer for sex? Like, what? And then kicking it out? What's the title all about?
Yeah, I'm pretty much pulling the cancer card to get laid.
Yeah.
I'm so kidding. Yeah, so my memoir is called My One Night Stand with Cancer, and it's about, like, it's about lumpy relationships and bumpy breasts.
I like. You didn't just come up with that. That's
yeah,
your.
Yeah, I know.
That's my line. I like it.
Thanks, Jen. Thanks a lot.
They have a lot in common. Bumpy relationships and lumpy
breasts.
You want to get rid of them
because
they could grow into cancer.
Totally, and that's what happened.
Oh my God! I can't wait to read it. I have not read any of it, by the way.
Yeah, it's okay. It's in galley form. It's not on bookshelves.
I can read a galley.
Whoa! Why didn't you fucking read it?
Oh, whatever. You got someone to be now, yo. but it's going to be fat. Tanya seriously is one of the funniest goddamn people. And I'm not saying that just because she's my friend.
Thanks, Jen. And I believe Jen.
Yeah, she really
is. She's sincere.
She is. I am. Exactly.
I know.
Really amazing, brilliant writer. And you don't have a website yet, do you?
No. But you can reach me by going outside of your house whenever you want and just screaming Tanya Catan. And I feel like I'll pick up on it energetically and I'll just arrive and give you a little snuggle. Yeah, for real.
Do you hear all those screams going across LA right now? Wait, let's open the window.
I'm coming to snuggle you up! So hang on to your happy pants.
You know my cute friend Bergie, who's listening right now. Shout out to Bergie. Yo, Bergie Albuquerque!
Give me a B!
Give me a B!
Give me an Ergie!
She Googled you today because she was all excited about my show. And she's like, who is this Tanya Catan? And she Googled you, and it's K-A-T-A-N and T-A-N-I-A. I did it backwards because I'm European. Sincero's European.
I'm Jewish, so I would have done it backwards also.
So if you Google Miss Tanya, you will see what she saw first was the picture of you running in the breast cancer marathon, which is seriously one of the most amazing, amazing, amazing things any friend of mine has ever done. And I will say that, even though all my friends are amazing. But Tanya ran in this breast cancer marathon topless. And that just, I mean, doesn't get much more punk rock than that, honey.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, it was really amazing.
I try to rock as hard as I can.
Yeah, and so what was that like?
Well, I decided, like, since I pose half naked as much as I can because I don't have boobies as a result of having breast cancer twice, that people are so caught up in those, like, silly yellow gummy bracelets that represent, you know, cancer. And they wear those and they smoke or they're just rude. And, you know, that's not
the
phase.
They wear it and they're rude.
And that's, to me, that's not the phase of helping people, you know, survive cancer.
Yeah.
And so I decided to present an image that really was like a positive and happy pants representation of surviving cancer 2 times. So I decided, you know what? I'm taking my shirt off and I'm running half naked for breast cancer awareness. So I ran to raise money for City of Hope. They have an amazing breast cancer facility and research and blah, blah, blah. And so, yeah, I got naked for my peeps and for myself. And it was amazing. And people, surprisingly, did not raise the roof for Tanya Katan.
That is the part that just pisses me off.
Yeah, I think they were scared. I think people are not used to seeing somebody who's comfortable with the fact that, you know, they have scars and, you know, it wasn't my fault. And, you know,
If you saw somebody doing that, wouldn't you just run up and dry hump them?
Totally. I would have grabbed a leg and clung on and just started
who
humping.
Who are these people at the breast cancer marathon?
I think they're people who are just scared and uncomfortable with their own bodies after, you know, after having a mastectomy.
Did anybody come up and tell you that you were a superhero?
No. Mm-mm. But I thought that
over
I was.
Over it. Okay, we're starting. Okay, this is the third contest on the Dr. Happy Pants website. We're starting our own goddamn breast cancer marathon. Those people don't deserve it. Oh, my God. Okay, you guys, I know we got to stop talking about refreshing, but Tanya just did an unauthorized refresh.
You know what? I want you to know, though, I'm focused on the listeners. Like, it makes it seem like I'm, like, totally disjointed. I'm focused on you, and I'm multitasking.
We're all about vanity here. We just want to know how many listeners
you're
getting.
Okay, that's true.
It's true. We got 21! We're huge, man. We are bulbous. All right.
Oh, so one more thing I have to say about just real quick, like from not having boobies as a result of cancer, I have found that I've slept with a couple of chicks along the way.
You're sticking your thumb in my water,
and you know they like I've always had the ladies like my scars quite a bit. Mm. So I'm not saying like go out there and score some cancer, like you know put the microwave on and leave the door open and see what you can do. But if you do in fact end up getting cancer, and you do have to have surgery and you end up with a scar. Or a couple, work it, own it, love it. The scars are like sexually lucrative.
You heard it here. You know, actually, I would like people to write in maybe with their feelings about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? Screw it. I can do it all here today at killradio.org. I'm going to suggest that you write in. All right. This is getting scary. But actually, another guy just came in who knows how to use computers. So if I start to cry, maybe he'll help us figure it out. Okay. So if you write to me at. JenSincero@hotmail.com. We might get the message and we might not because we're kind of scared to get off the refresher website.
But we will have a phone option.
We will have a phone option. But the good thing, no, we will have the phone. The phone is totally coming on very soon, actually. I also want to tell you to do that because then we can talk about it on the next show.
Yeah,
like, you know, anything that while you're sitting there listening to us, whatever you're doing out there in listener land, you know, knitting or cooking or cuddling your children, whatever you do while you listen to sex talk shows, anything that comes to mind, you know, anything you'd like to hear on the show, any people you'd like me to try and get on the show, topics, contests. Theme songs, maybe. Yeah, you know, I probably won't listen to you because I'm kind of a control freak about music, but you can try. You know, write to JenSincero@hotmail.com, and we'll see. And maybe we'll even get to it live on the air here at killradio.org. But now, did we push your book enough? Do you feel like
yeah, it's coming out in September.
September.
My One Night Stand with Cancer.
Oh,
be there,
someone.
Aloha.
That's my neighbor, Jason. Jason, you're going to have to wait like the rest of them and get the phone number for the station. Do you hear me? Do you hear? That's Jason busting in. Jason, not getting it. Oh, cuts off. Sorry.
As easily as we can refresh, we can reject.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we have the power to do both.
Yeah. It's all about re here. Yeah, we might re something. Okay, I'm going to just
reverberate.
Yeah.
Refried beans.
I'm going to refresh right now.
Reconstitute.
Here we go. Oh, that was harsh.
That hurt. This is the first time in refresh history that we pushed F5 and we lost listeners. And it makes it doesn't even make us sad. It's traumatizing.
Maybe it was Jason. Maybe he got mad at me for dissing him on the air.
Fuck.
No, maybe it was actually like somebody who thought we were boring and ugly.
No.
Okay. This is going to put on like 65 listeners. What I'm about to tell you, you guys, I have some amazing gossip that involves Tanya Katan.
Whoa.
I'm
so freaked out. Just know, listeners, because I know when I listen to the radio, I always think that it's all planned out and then they act like it's casual. This, in fact, is not planned out and extraordinarily casual. And so I have no idea what Jensen Chair is about.
And she's actually kind of scared, which is kind of fun. But it's not, I wouldn't be mean. I'm in love with Tanya Kinson. Okay, so, but this is huge, juicy, juicy, juicy gossip, and I was there. And we had just been out whooping it up at Merrick's. By the way, if you're ever in L.A. and want a margarita,
woo,
you got to go to Merrick's. It's so fun. It's so gay. It's so good. Yum, a yum, yum, yum. when we left, we were walking down the street, me and Tanya and her hottie girlfriend, Angela, and who should we see? But Paris Hilton. So because Tanya is a star fucker, she goes up to Paris Hilton and is like, hey, you're Paris Hilton. And me and Angela keep walking because we're so fucking cool. We can't deal with how lame that was. And what? But meanwhile, it does turn around. So I'm not making fun of Tanya. So we keep walking horrified. So cool. So not into it. Tanya's like chatting away to Paris. Paris is like flirting with Tanya, like digging her little toe into the ground, like pointing it down, rubbing it around, like so honored that like somebody knows who she is. And Tanya's like, I got to get you to sign something. So we see Tanya fishing around in her bag, and you know, Angela and I at this point can't watch anymore, so we keep walking because we're so cool. Tanya comes running up waving what over her head?
Funny you should say that. Yeah, okay, first I have to say this, that we, Jen, Angela, and myself had just come back from seeing David Sedaris.
Right.
Give an a really intimate reading. And so we were high on David Sedaris, like my literary star.
Yeah.
Anyway, so when I saw Paris and approached her, I said, oh my God, it's like the day of stars. First David Sedaris, now you. And she said, quote, while leaning back in that like sort of heroine pose, that's hot. And then I was really sort of patronizing towards her, and I hate to admit that, but I was, because I don't really, you know, I don't
it's
care.
It's all honesty on Dr. Happy Pants.
She's just a pop culture phenomenon, right? So I reached in my bag, and you know when you wish you would have been genius? I was genius. Like, I don't know where it came from. And when I found what I found to have her sign, I had the biggest genius boner. I gave her a maxi pad to sign.
She has a maxi pad with Paris Hilton's signature on it.
I call it the Paris pad, and if Jen wouldn't have been so freaked out about me approaching her, she would have been on her fucking picture phone.
Loser.
Taking a picture.
What, I was on my phone checking my messages, and then Tanya's like, I'm so glad you got that. You took a picture, and I was like, oh my God,
no.
Gigantic Lusosaurus, I know.
So maybe that's actually, you know, I hate to like open it up to questions, and this will happen later. Just file this in your mental Rolodex, listener.
Yeah.
At some point, like, what would you pay for the pad?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I have expenses in my life. I don't need the pad. One of you might need it more than I do. And I'm willing to part with it.
Jen Sincero at hotmail.com. What would you pay for the pad? I'll put it up on, you know, I'm going to have a website. Maybe I'll have a blog for the show. I don't, look at me like I know how to use a computer. But I am going to do, oh, she's refreshing. Okay,
oh,
we're steady at 19.
Us.
Thanks for staying with us. That was harsh. Can't believe we went down. You know what? I honestly didn't expect to lose listeners. That's how cocky and caught up
not.
In
Jen
this.
Jen Sincero. Okay, just so you guys know, Jen is like a rock star in all areas of her life. Don't let her fool you by her, you know, casual, witty banter. She's a fucking rock star, dude. So anyway, of
takes
course she
one
should.
To no one, this Paris pad owner.
What's up?
What's up? Okay, what would you pay for the pad? Jen Sincero at hotmail.com. wait, but I know, I'm trying to move on to phone calls. I know you're all just like, what's up, Jen? We got a call. We got questions, but I want Tanya to myself a little bit longer, you guys, so too fucking bad. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Do you have any performances coming up, maybe, that our listeners should maybe know about, Tanya Catan?
Oh, God. Promoting myself. Oh, not. You know, I do performance every day. It's called Coffee. Sometimes you'll see me at a cafe sipping coffee casually and looking like I'm not eavesdropping. So that's my daily performance.
I go to that, baby.
Thank you.
Yeah,
And, you know, as far as my big not really performances. I'm going to be at a sort of very prestigious writers' conference in February. Oh, I do have
but
a performance.
Wait, what are you? Oh, my God.
I don't promote myself very out loud.
Yeah,
all
your
the time.
Friends have to.
Okay,
here,
so October, man.
Okay, here we go. This is the performance background music.
October at the Lily Tomlin Jane Wagner Cultural Arts Center, I will be performing my one-woman extravaganza.
Oh yeah!
Based on the memoir, My One Night Stand with Cancer. So mid-October it opens, Lily Tomlin Jane Wagner Cultural Arts Center.
Where is that, Tanya Catan?
Funny you should mention that. I wish I knew directions off the McCadden. I'm just putting it out there, McCadden,
Hollywood,
something.
West Hollywood.
But you know what? I'm going to give my email address if you want to know.
Give it, baby.
It is. Oh shit. Okay. Ready? Are you ready? It's before I knew about brevity. Her pulse runs riot at Hotmail.
Whoa, that's
so that's her, as in not him, but her pulse, as in am I alive, runs, plural, riot.
Let's try that with Outback.
Her pulse runs riot at hotmail.com.
All right, that's Tanya Catan's email.
Yeah, and if you email me and you want to know what's going down after you've Googled me and found out things that my mom probably doesn't know about me, and if it's interesting...
Bergie will not tell your mom.
Yeah, totally no. Okay.
Yeah, her pulse runs right. Yeah, email Tanya. Write that. You could sell that along with the Paris pad, that email address. Lots of money.
Whoa.
Lots and lots of money. Okay, this is the last thing I'm going to say, and then I really am going to take callers. And you can ask serious questions, by the way, just because we're kind of being Bozo the Clown here. Like, this is a very serious sex talk show.
We're totally nuanced human beings. Like, we operate on many different levels.
Yeah, so we will take you seriously if you have a serious problem, okay? We're not going to make fun of you. So, Tanya.
Jen?
Okay, Peter Brady. So, like, Tanya.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any tips for guys? How to please ladies, how to get the ladies, for guys.
First
it's
of all.
It's all been about the ladies today. I want to give a little love out to the guys.
That's an interesting. First of all, treat your lady right.
Yeah. Hello?
Which means, listen, be interactive. That's the first part about, if you want to get in someone's pants, you can't just talk about your fucking self. I'm over that shit. Like, I interact with straight boys all the time, not in a sexual capacity, and they just vomit. Like, just vomit out whatever it is they're feeling or thinking or doing. I want an exchange. And as a lesbian, ladies respond really well to an exchange, a connection. It's crazy, but just have a goddamn conversation.
Did you hear that, boys?
Not one way, honey. One way. It's two ways. Or just do it by yourself.
Yeah. All right. That's words of advice from Tanya Catan.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's Jen.
All right. Here we go. I am going to give out the goddamn phone number. I'm really scared because... Okay, I'm apologizing right now if I hang up on you. Let me just find... Did you just refresh?
I did, and you're...
Oh, dude! We lost two more! They're bummed, because they could have called in and told us how much we sucked instead of just logging off
like pussies!
Frady cats!
Goddamn
Frady cats logging off without calling to tell me I suck, you fuckers. Okay. Okay, here's the phone thing. Okay, I'm turning it up. It might be kind of loud. And then I got to turn down the speakers. They were going to get feedback, you see. I wonder how I do that. Oh, I see. Okay, it's going to get really quiet, Tanya.
Okay.
Well, we can't do that. Okay, guys, here we go. It may not even matter because maybe those 17 people aren't really even out there.
They're going to call.
The phone number is 213-252-0998. 213-252-0998. Call to talk to Jen Sincero or Tanya Catan. Either one. All right. Go. Here, we'll just sit here and wait. Let's just wait for the phone to ring.
Oh, my God, no. I feel like we're having a party and no one's showing up. Hey, you guys, please. Generally, we both have really high self-esteem, but if you called, it would be okay.
Yeah. It's not like if you don't call, we're going to freak out.
Yeah, we're not freaking out, but, you could call.
We're both looking at the phone, by the way.
Please. I'm not going to snuggle you. I'm sorry. I didn't want to use that against you, but please call.
All right, you know what? Let's move on. We don't care if anybody calls.
Screw you and your grandma.
213-252-0998. Hey, maybe we got some email. What do you think? Should we check that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's refresh first.
Wait.
What?
Oh, it was a bird. Oh, God.
She thought this little itty-bitty bird chirp was the phone ringing.
I'm such an optimist.
That's cute that you did that.
Oh, God.
I'm worried about something.
I know, because I feel like they're calling. And we just
I do, too. You know what? It's ringing. You know what? I see it. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, my God! Okay, wait. It was ringing, but I don't know how to do it. Okay, who's this?
Well, am I on?
You're so on. You're on fire!
God, well, I agree with you. What is with all these guys who just want to, get in pants? Nobody knows how to call. This society is ruined because nobody knows how to hold a conversation anymore because everybody just wants to get laid.
And what do you think about that as a man? Like, do you enjoy exchange? Are you good at the exchange, sir?
Well, what I don't like is, all of a sudden, it's like, I feel like I have to carry the good conversation for the other half of my species that isn't taking... Nobody else is carrying any weight. I have to come up with all these great conversations that nobody else is. I feel like it's, is it all up to me to have a good... So I've become such a good conversationalist. Aww. It takes time away from getting laid.
Little bunny, do you want to snuggle?
Yeah, you'll get
a snuggle. I love snuggling.
Whoa. Yeah. Now, wait a minute. You get a gold star.
Yeah.
You need to email me, and we'll email you back a gold star because, it's not about what everybody else is doing. It's about what you're doing, and you win.
And, you know, and we have faith that there are others of you out there who are also good conversationalists, and it's just a matter of finding them. But unfortunately, the needy egomaniacs are attracted to people who can carry on a conversation.
Can you start a training course for guys, sir?
First of all, I need to hear you better, because the connection that you're speaking on is very muffled, very distorted, and I want to hear every word you're saying.
Okay.
I'm hanging on it.
Here we go. Okay,
I'm
going to turn. Can
you
hear us better now? Can
you
hear us?
Will you?
Is this better? Is that better?
Oh, hold on a second.
I know. We're really in technical.
I just walked in and heard myself on my own stereo, and it's freaking me out.
Why doesn't the phone ring?
That's a big old question.
Can you hear? Turn speakers down so no feedback on phone.
If you want me to answer your questions, you're going to have to speak up, will you?
We're going to also have to shut up. I don't, you know, okay,
talk
here
to
we
me.
Go.
Talk
okay,
me.
How's this?
Hang
is
on
it distorted?
Hang on to your happy pants.
Is it distorted now, honey?
It's a little better.
A little better? But now we're like maxing out.
I like that you called me honey.
Okay, all right, well... Okay, I think
it's a little better. Now pose to me
this better?
Meaningful questions. Yeah, that's better.
I know.
That's better. Give me some question worth answering.
Okay. 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 What's a question worth answering? Do you got one?
Come on now.
How pretentious are you?
How pretentious am I? Not pretentious enough. I'm trying, and I'm trying as hard as I can, and I'm aspiring to attain the pretension levels that only I think could be expected of me, but from someone such as yourself.
Okay, children. Now, what do you have, since Tanya just gave some really good advice out to the boys, what advice do you... You're a heterosexual man, I take it?
Very.
What advice do you give to women as far as, like, getting it on with the guys and how to attract a guy?
Oh, interesting.
Is that worth answering?
It's a good one. That's a good one. Okay. What advice do I have to the women? I think women should not assume from the start that a man's only single intention is to get laid, because women are busy expecting a man to be that way, so they never give men the opportunity to be other than they seem to expect them to be. How about that? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes total sense. Here's my question. So do you want to get laid on the first date, don't you? I mean, if she wanted to.
What do you mean on the first? What does it have to be a date? Does it have to be a date? Do I have to wait for it to be a first date?
You're the one who said date.
He just wants to drive by and throw her in the truck.
Okay, do you want to do a drive-by hump? What's going on?
Yeah, isn't there like a drive-through window like in Vegas or something?
Totally.
Like, you know, like the old Jack in the Box where I could drive through my car and, you know, order a taco.
Okay.
You know, it's just like a clown.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. That's a very good, I think that was some very good advice. And I'm sorry that the phone was so crapola and that we don't even hear it ring. So we got to look at the little blinky light.
Yeah.
Okay, but thank you for calling.
Thank you.
We love that you're one of our 17 listeners.
Woo!
Woohoo! Bye.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye!
How do I hang up the phone? Okay. Now, okay, Tanya, now this is maxed out like crazy. Now what?
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
We're having technical difficulties.
We are a giant technical difficulty. Okay, so now if that blinks, that means it's ringing.
Okay.
What the? It's ringing.
Oh, great.
Oh, my God, be careful. Okay, I wish. Okay, hello?
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 Hello, Jenny?
Yes, who is this?
This is Daddy.
This is my dad. Hi, Dad.
Hello. I just want to call and tell you you are so proud of me.
Oh, yeah, I am really proud of you, Dad. Thanks for calling.
Yes, very good.
Are you enjoying the sex show as much as you enjoyed my sex book?
Well, you know, I support everything you do, and yes, it is very nice for your generation. Yes, very good.
This is Dr. Sincero, ladies and gentlemen, live from New York. So, Dad, anything you want to tell a listening audience about me or about yourself or about sex?
Well, you know, it is never all about me, Jenny. I think...
Hold it together.
Sorry, there is a Harley Davidson going by, very, very loud. I just called to say I love you and congratulations on your show.
Thanks, Dad.
Very good.
Very good.
I'll talk to you soon, eh?
Okay, Dad.
Very good, Jenny.
Okay. Bye, Dad. Thanks for calling.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Your dad is so sweet, Jen.
Isn't he? I know. He really is. He's. You know.
It's so astute of him to know it was a Harley driving by.
I know. Dad is dope. I'll tell you what. Now, I know. He is. He's very... You know, Dad doesn't have a grasp on the English language. Oh, it's ringing. Tanya, we are out of control. I wish the phone would ring, though, but I guess we'll take what we can get. Okay. Hello?
Dr. Happy Pants, hello?
Yes, this is your daddy, too.
Oh, Dad! God, you just can't stop calling.
Oh, Jenny, everybody knows I come from outer space to say hello.
Dad, I'm so... God, who would have thought that my dad would have been the most popular guest on my sex show?
He's amazing. Hi, Mr.
Hey, Jenny.
Sincera.
Hi. This is my friend. I know.
Oh.
Dad, hey. Oh, my God. I thought you were my father. I'm totally freaking out. Avril just got married.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. And, Ab, do you have a sex question for us?
A sex skin?
A sex skin.
I've been thinking a lot about sex.
I bet. You just got married. It's over, baby.
I know, exactly. I don't know if I have a sex question. I just, wanted to call and say hi and congratulate you for having
a
radio show.
You're not getting off the phone without a sex question, dude.
All right.
You can ask it as my dad. Actually, you know what? We might also have another contest. Who can do my dad's accent the best?
Oh, my God. Yeah. The thing is that I've never even met your dad.
I know.
I only know your dad from you imitating him.
You do an excellent imitation of me imitating my dad, by the way.
That's the only way that I know your dad is by you imitating him.
If my dad had any idea, I don't know what that is. Something just came up on there. Okay. You don't have to. Do you have a sex question? But you don't have to. You can call in with support.
I have nothing to say. I just want to say hi.
You're cute. I'm glad you called. Your wedding was really fun, by the way, even though I didn't get laid. I get laid at almost every single wedding.
Jen seriously is a wedding Leia.
A wedding Leia cake.
Only one person got laid. Like, only one.
Who got laid?
Hookup happened.
Who?
Huh?
Say it on the air. Who?
Well, it's actually kind of a sweet story because it's... Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm going to divulge this on the air, but who knows? My cousin... And the family friend who started fooling around when they were, like, teenagers on family vacations and nobody knew about it.
Oh.
And then years and years went by and they
Your cousin Josh?
Yeah.
He's hot.
Yeah.
Round of applause. I wish I'm holding the phone and the mic. That's awesome.
And it was kind of sweet because, like, seriously, like, 20 years have gone by and they never, like, actually did it because, you know, they were just, like, teenage petting and such.
So
and
puppy
then
love.
At
to
the,
doggy
at the
style.
Wedding, it was, like... major situation.
You know, Ab, I think that's actually really good luck if someone gets laid at your wedding, so I'm really happy.
It wouldn't me! It's, like, so ridiculous. You know, you come back, and it's like, you're so tired, stressed out, and, like, every emotion is, like, coursed through your body.
But she looked really pretty.
And the food was rocking.
The food was really good. Thanks for calling, Avril Schmavril.
You're welcome. But I also wanted to tell your guests that I find her really inspiring, and I grew up in this bizarre family business of, like, fitting women in bras and bathing suits.
Oh.
Yeah, her parents owned a girdle and bra shop in West Orange, New Jersey.
Amazing.
It was insane.
Yeah, so I kind of grew up seeing all women's, like, insecurities firsthand, like, crazy, crazy shit that went on there, so I think you're awesome.
Thanks, Avril.
All right, honey.
She is awesome. Yeah, and I'll let you know when the book comes out so you can read it.
Okay. Okay, good luck, Jenny.
Thanks for calling us.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Bye.
Look at us, Phone Call Central.
Woo.
Phone Call Central. Okay. Technical Difficulty Central. So, then we got to turn this up.
Okay,
this is going to be hard. I'm going to find out how to make the phone ring later, because we can't be looking at the thing if we're trying to talk. Oh, wait.
What?
No, I don't know how to do that.
That's okay. Maybe we can go to a music cue and then have
a little music cue?
Cutie pants in the front room.
Hey, there's an idea.
I'm just saying.
Tanya is full of good ideas.
Yeah, you know.
She is. Okay, so a little music. I was going to have it all be sort of love-related music, but then I thought that was a really stupid idea.
So what are we cranking on now?
Do you have any? You know what? Why don't you pick it? You're my guest.
Jen is like the most altruistic person ever.
Goddamn
but she's
person.
Got the shittiest collection. I'm kidding.
Okay, 213-252-0998. Call up. Ask a sex question. Imitate my dad.
Whatever you want to do.
I'm going to have to pick, I hate to say it, but I'm going to have to go Bjork for 10, Bob.
Bjork! Okay, you have to have them. You have to have the whole album memorized, because I don't know which track is which.
You know, I say just two.
Just two!
Like,
whatever.
You know, you don't want to do the first one.
Right.
I always want to do the second
Digging
one.
Digging in the dark, this one. Okay, right. Two. Oh, wait, we won't put it on the crappy player here. Wait, we're going to use the good one, and if I know how. Oh! Okay, good. Okay. You guys, really, thank you so much for listening, and, I hope it was fun, because it was really fun doing it. This is fun.
Oh, my God,
fun.
So much fun.
I know. And so now, and I promise, next week I am not going to talk at all about anything technical, because I've watched more videos where people are just learning to use their camera, and all it is I'm figuring out how to use the camera, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what this radio show, but it was my first one.
Yeah,
it was my first Widow Itty Bitty show ever. So, that's it. Okay. So now I'm going to talk about technical stuff. Okay. The third fader has to go up. Mm. So here's a little song by Bjork, the cutest girl in the world, next to Tanya Katan.
Jen. Little tiger.
Oh, good choice.
Oh, big time sensuality.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, God, it's like you knew.
Woo, I
like
felt
you
it.
Knew. Here, we can turn it up. Mm. Rock out in the studio. Little excellent people out there.
We got some emails, I just will have you know. And Josh, the really nice guy in the room out front, told me how to make the phone ring, or how to not think it's birds, because it was ringing, and I made fun of Tanya because she thought it was a bird. But it was a phone. Okay, let's see. Yo, Jen. Okay, this comes from Dana Berge Gauchi of the Albuquerque Berge Gauchis. Yo, Jen and Tanya, when I read this quote attached, I got all choked up, so I made this refresh, refresh, refresh. Scars and no tits. How hot is that? Run, Tanya, run. No areolas. Perfectly legal. True. You are always
true.
Legal when you're
topless
with the areola lackage. Huge love, little Bergie. Okay, And this is a quote from Tanya Catan that Bergie has attached.
Oh, my God.
I learned that if you don't see an image that represents you, you need to embody that image.
Hello! And it's a quote from me.
It's a quote from Tanya Catan.
Oh, look at Bergie.
You know,
how sweet
Bergie
are you?
Bergie is like a giant one-woman support system, by
thanks,
the way.
Thanks, baby.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's true. Okay, let's see. John Cady, a Colorado College alumni. Okay, he's become so good at conversation that it's interfering with him getting laid. Ha ha ha, serves him right. I think that was in response to our last caller.
Okay, you know what?
Is that
what you said?
Is that
but
what
more?
Is that what our caller said?
Okay, you are genius. Who's this John Cady? You
okay,
are a
John
fucking
Cady
rock star.
Is like only the funniest person.
You're my new idol. Jen was, but now John is. I'm sorry,
no,
like okay,
John!
Can you Kobe my idols?
Yes, I will co-idol with John Cady any
you.
Day.
Funny, funny man.
Okay, and here's from little Johnny Momo Joe Jamma.
Kiss, kiss, oh, say Johnny Momo Momo Joe, Jamma.
You know what? He's not listening to the show. He just sent me an email on that email. You know what? We're not going to read it. Okay.
No.
That's okay, but he doesn't have to listen because he... 10 callers to turn their... Oh, tell callers... Tell callers to turn their stereo down.
People are giving technical support via email, and that's
thank
so
you,
nice.
Thank you. Need it. Bad. Okay. Oh, see, this was the thing.
What?
Now
what,
I don't know
bunny?
How to get back on. Oh, yes, I do. Look
yes,
at me.
You do.
I am the hottest shit on a silver platter.
For real.
Oh, my God. Do we only have one listener? Wait.
No.
Okay, let's hit the F5. I think we only have... no.
Aww.
I think we only have one listener left. That's okay. Is that true?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to choose to believe that it's not true.
We should never have left that. That's okay. Okay. I'm totally
Let's do a contest, Jen. Come on, please. We need
help. Okay, so now I'm sweating because we only have one listener.
Yeah, it hurts. I don't know. It doesn't feel right.
It doesn't
frankly.
Feel right. I can't believe that many people
I think
would
it's
drop
a different
out
show.
Just because we checked our email.
Okay,
what?
Do us what? A favor. If you're listening,
clap your hands.
Wait, no, go down, go down, go down,
oh.
go down, go down, go down, go down, go down, go down, go down.
She's
go
telling
down.
Me to go down.
Go down. Ah, there we are. Thank you, 16 listeners in the
you
house.
Guys, did you see me trying to be all brave and not
oh
care that we only had one listener? Did
shame.
You see that?
Poor Jen. She
I
tried to pull
to
it together.
I was so brave, but
she
I didn't, did I?
No way.
No, not even close. Okay. All right. You know, let's up this. Okay, so the phone number is 213-252-0998. We got phones. We got email. jensincero@hotmail.com. We got it all. We are technically advanced. You can reach us any way. You can send us a pigeon with a note on its leg.
Do it.
And, okay. So, but in case nobody calls or writes in at the moment, we have fascinating, fascinating news to talk about. But can it get more fascinating than the Paris Hilton maxi pad?
I don't know.
Okay, so here's a question. Speaking of maxi pads, what do you do to stay fresh, Tanya Catan, with Angela? Like, how do you keep your relationship fresh?
Oh, you mean in the larger sense, not just my cooch?
Not just your cooch. I know. Oh, sorry. We'll have to get to that later because we have an incoming phone call.
The bird is chirping.
Okay, the bird is chirping.
Hello, caller. You are on the air at Dr. Happy Pants.
Hello, Jenny.
Yes.
There must be a delay, I guess. It's Johnny Mojo. I'm listening, baby.
Oh!
I've been listening all day. Yeah, I was
just said you
were out.
Listening, and I'm sorry. I thought you weren't, and I got
no, I was
all
doing
mean.
Some bulk emailing at the same time. That's not for you. Don't need to.
Oh,
air
okay.
That was just for you.
Oh,
love your show. Love your guest.
Love you.
Love the impressions of your dad.
Would you like to try a Dominic impression?
Hello, Jenny. I have come down from the planet Uranus. You are so proud of me. Thank you.
Speaking of Uranus, one time Johnny gave me for Christmas, he sent me a little deer
that when you lifted his tail, a piece of candy poop came out. A little reindeer that shat candy poop.
He did a shot for me.
You know, who loves you? When I have friends like that, Johnny is like the biggest rock star I know, honestly. He's the biggest rock star I know, which is saying a lot because I know some rock stars, but he's... You have a new band with like 75 famous people in it, right?
I can't talk about it yet. I'm going to sort of consummate that tonight. But I have been asked to join a band by somebody.
It's so huge, you can't talk about it.
Could you just like name one of the 1,700 famous people in the band, please?
Johnny Moorhead.
A guitar player that may want to get involved. God, I wonder if Katrina's actually listening. Her guitar player, Ian Hatton, who was in Bonham.
Okay, Bonham, folks. Do you know how much sex you're going to get by being in a band with Bonham?
See, but I'm monogamous.
Your wife is going to have so much sex with you, John.
Oh, yeah. I'm, like your guest, I am now monogamous, too.
So how do you keep it fresh, John? You know, I was going to ask Tanya, but I'm going to ask you, how do you stay fresh with Janine?
In a hygiene sort of way? Or
No, I don't want to know that. I want to know how you keep it hot. How you keep the band chick a baron there.
Well, one part, if you're really into the other person as a person, if they just, like, really turn you on because they're funny and cute and, you know, your soulmates, then a lot of it is sort of done for you.
That's
because it's always going to get a little stale. It's part of the game. I mean, you expect it to eventually, but there's things you can do. You can do role-playing. You can...
Now, when you say role-playing, what sort of roles are you playing?
You know what? I actually have friends who are a better example because they're more adventurous, and then I don't have to talk about myself. And
okay,
the
you
same
can. Okay, drink some tequila and call me back.
I have a big gig tonight. I can't drink. No, but you know, you can do things like different names, or you can dress up, or you can do play scenes, like play rough sex, or some people are even into rape. That's not my thing, but you take someone by force, or you pretend you met for the first time, or you try it in a different
way. All good ideas. All good ideas.
You do it in semi-public places, like maybe in your car somewhere where you might or might not
be. Cars are good, but I always get a toe cramp. Do you know that? I always get a toe cramp when I fuck someone in the car because my legs are so goddamn long that it's always like I always have to kind of like get small, and then I get a toe cramp. Because you can't stretch it out. You know when you get a toe cramp, you got to stretch your leg out and like bend and flex your foot. There's never room.
Long, long, lovely legs.
Jump out of the car.
Speaking of lovely, I want to say to your guests that if Jen says you're hot, baby.
Yeah.
Aw, thank you.
She doesn't
little
miss
bunny.
Words, and she's got excellent taste. If she says you're hot, you're hot.
Johnny, you're hot.
Johnny, you are hot.
But once sex in the car in the front seat, it was a hot summer night, and legs and arms are going everywhere. The next day I'm driving along, and I'm like, wow, it's really hot out today. I just couldn't stand it. And I look down, and somebody's foot had kicked the heat all the way up, and none of us realized. So I'm driving around the next day. I thought I had the air conditioner on. The heat's blasting. I'm like, wow, this is a scorcher, but I guess those are little leggies must have...
You probably thought it was because you were so hot it was burning up.
Yeah, it's burning up the car even the next day.
Oh, my God. Well, duty pants. Thank you. And if anybody has any comments on the excellent sex advice that Johnny Momo just gave, jensincero@hotmail.com, please.
Well, you call me off guard. I basically wanted to say, yes, darling, I'm listening. I tuned in at the very beginning. I wanted to.
I even went
out for a bit to run an errand real quick for 15 minutes, and I left it on because I wanted it to show up that the people are listening.
I know I just said that Bergie was a one-woman support system, but I think you guys are neck and neck because Johnny has seriously, like, he's the kind of friend who will, like, carry your amp back to your car at 5 o'clock in the morning after playing in your band and learning 100,000 songs. Mm-hmm. He played at when I went on my book tour. He was in my band in New York. Mm-hmm. Learned all these songs. He's little Mr. Helping Stuff from soup to nuts. That's what we call him.
I'm turned on by talent. It's an honor just to know you.
Oh,
always going to be there because
so good.
Once the world gets a whiff of Jenny on the radio, you're just going to take it by storm.
Oh,
a
so
big
true.
Stinky whiff. Oh, he's so good. I love you.
Love you, baby.
I'll
love
talk
your
to
show.
You later. Okay.
So let me plug you. It's every Tuesday now.
Every Tuesday, plug me, baby. See?
Every Tuesday at the same time. Jen on the radio. How amazing can it get?
Aww.
I am deeply in love with you.
Katrina calls me the mayor now because I'm always hooking people up.
You are the mayor.
I'm the mayor. That's my new
damn
name.
It. It's true. You are the mayor.
Okay,
mayor. I love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. How cute are my friends? Hello.
The cutest.
I know. Really cute as hell. Okay. There's dial phone.
Whoa. Happy New Year. Get to know your ear limits.
There is a way. However, I don't know if I'll ever know the way to the phone. So please call us, 213-252-0998. And you should get in on the phone calls now, folks. I'm just telling you, this thing's going to blow up. And then you're going to be waiting in line feeling like a dumbass because you didn't get me while you could. You know what I'm saying? Like,
seriously, Jen is H-O-T. So get in now.
We are almost out of time. And, you know, I want to know, like, is the show too long? Do you think? Do you think an hour and a half is too long?
You know what? It's so subjective, right? Length is subjective.
It is.
In sex, in radio.
Tanya is the queen of bringing it back to the topic. Have you noticed that? I mean, you really are, like, cancer sex. Oh, wait. Phone call. Woo-hoo. Wait, I got to turn this down again. It's really... Okay, here we go.
Hello. Hello. Dr. Happy Pants.
Hey.
The one woman support system. Is it? Oh, maybe it's not. You sound like her.
Hey, is this Jen? This is Nikki Durant.
Oh, Nikki!
Hey!
I thought it was Bergie. Okay, what can I do for you, honey?
Just wanted to say hi. Congratulations.
Thank you!
I'm listening to the show right now. I've been trying to, like, there's no, on Kill Radio, it just says, like, for a program listing, it says, like...
I know. They don't have my show up yet. It's very busy over here, and they don't have as many people doing stuff as we need, but they'll get it up there someday.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to say hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Any questions for Nikki, Tanya? Or any questions for Tanya, Nikki?
I just want to change my name now to Tanya Nikki. Is it okay?
Cool.
Thanks.
Well, Nikki. Then I'll be Nikki Tanya, and this
done deals.
Nikki is a hottie patati, and is going to be on this show very soon. Actually, we need to talk about that because Nikki lives up in the beautiful little town of Ojai, and
well, but if you're British, it's Ojai.
Ojai.
And if you ever want to be cool and in, like, you know, San Francisco's the city, right?
Yeah. All right. I know all these things we need to know.
Yeah, just say Ojai.
So, actually, Nikki, do you want to be my guest next week?
Sure. What, next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday at 11:30 in Los Angeles, California.
And just know you're committing in front of 15 people.
Well, sure.
Tanya said maybe on the way to the airport, and I emailed it to everybody that she was coming on. So now, honey, 15 people are out there listening.
Hey, do we need to get it notarized? Or yes, we do. Is my word now just good enough?
Of course your word is good enough.
Well, you know, I mean, now that you're in legal land, you're all big, you know, rock star.
Yeah, I know. Oh,
yeah, I have to wait. There's a black helicopter overhead. Hold on, I think I need to see.
So, Cutie, can you come on next week and talk about your amazing transformation that you're going through?
Sure, I'd love
to. I think people need to hear somebody who is so positive and gorgeous about it as you are.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, is that a good time? Because I know you're, like, in crazy moving world, but, you know.
Well, I just have to see if I can get my stylist and my makeup people out here.
Okay.
There are ones in Fiji right now.
All right, well, honey.
Break from working on me.
You work on it, and you let me know.
Okay.
Okay?
Yay,
sweetie. Okay, thank you.
Hey, Tanya, you totally rock. You're fun.
Right back at you, babe.
You know, it takes a woman as crazy as Jen to be a friend of hers, as we all know.
That is the truth. I'm so glad to hear someone else say that. Thank you.
I mean, you have to have something to compete with this amazing woman. So,
I know. She's a rock star.
Well, you know, but we're all rock stars, aren't we?
Yeah.
I mean, especially if you can tune your own instrument. Come on.
Totally.
Let's write a song. World.
With your vagina.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, now, okay. Now you know the secret. It's out.
Oh, thanks for calling, Cutie Pie.
Yeah, baby. Okay.
Okay, so maybe next Tuesday you?
Sounds great. Definitely.
Definitely. Woo! A big D. All right, baby, you're on.
Nikki in the house.
All right, baby.
I love you. See you next week.
Bye.
Okay, so now I'm totally going to plug next week's show because, not that we're over you, Tanya, like, you can sit there, but...
Whatever, I'm over me at this point.
God damn it! How do I not do that?
I know. happy band.
Nikki Durand, I just have to say, you guys, you have to tune in because not only is she a fabulous guitar player, architect, world traveler, super smarty pants, like actually seriously kind of scary, super genius smart. I'm a little intimidated. But she is going through a transformation from being a man to a woman and is on... Hormones, has just grown two of the cutest boobs this side of the Mississippi, and is having her SRS surgery, which is sexual reassignment surgery, in November, which is hugely important. She's totally fascinating, funny as hell, really interesting, great person. So I really suggest you tune in because she has a lot of things to say. And I just want to say, like, a lot of trannies and people who are going through that have sort of negative attitudes and are very depressed mm-hmm. and freaked out about it. She is like a laughing, giggling ball of sunshine about it. To be in that situation, plus her soulmate just died. Like, mm-hmm. she's been going through all this stuff, and she is like serious superhero material. So I'm really psyched she's going to be on next week. So, yes, tune back in at 11:30 to 1 o'clock. Tanya's reaching for it. Go for it. Tanya wants to refresh. She can't
help. I've developed a nervous tic, and it involves, like, I don't even think about it. My arm just lurches forward and, like, taps on the
F5. To the refresh key. All right. We are at a solid 15. I think that's where we started, honey.
I think we should,
We've come full circle again.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I know. It's crazy. All right. We only have, like, 4 minutes left.
Yeah.
So, no more callers. Not that you're calling anyway. But, so I just want to say Tanya Catan, author of My One Night Stand with Cancer. The one woman show is going to be pant-wettingly funny. So I suggest if you don't live in LA, you get your ass out here in October because I can't, I mean, seriously, and I know that Angela is,
Angela.
French or something. Angela told me.
Angela.
No, but that it's amazing, and that, like, people were, like, coming up to Tanya, crying, laughing, like, she changed lives with it, as will the book, so get off your lazy asses and go see it, and, you know, maybe run in a marathon and get some scars because chicks think they're hot. And, you know, there's that whole skateboarding thing that says bones heal, scabs fall off, chicks dig scars or something like that.
Whoa, I love it.
Yeah, so you're kind of street with that, you know. And you're living proof that chicks, you know, that scars are hot. So any comments on the show if it's too long, technical issues, absolutely. Sorry, Bergie, I don't know if anybody turned down their situation to be on the phone, but... It's just we're a work in progress. And I really love you guys. I'm going to leave you with my favorite song on this Beck album that cracks my ass up. And so this was Dr. Happy Pants. Oh, wait. I guess I just should do the cool fade in.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah,
cool fade in. Is that? Oh, shit. That's the Bjork Queen. Hear that?
Get the little feathered lady out of
there. Just to compare and contrast, that's the uncool fade in when you do the song you didn't mean to do. Okay, now I got to find the Beck CD. I was going to be so slick. Okay, since I am not slick, I'm going to put in an angry song that is funny. And so next time, Beck, you get the fade out. But let me see. This is number 16. This is by an artist named Boss, who never made it. And I got to say, she's mad as hell, but this album is great. And it is quite dope, yo. So listen up. Yo, because she doesn't give a fuck. And so that's it. This is Jen Sincero and Tanya Catan signing out as the song is going to start. Oh, it fades in. Okay. Okay. I love you all. Bye. See you next week.
Not a single fuck, not a single solitary fuck. I don't give a fuck, motherfucker. Not a fuck, not a single solitary.
no one would have believed in the last years of the 20th